In that first reading, we hear Job say, "Is not man's life on earth drudgery? He is a slave who longs for the shade. Restlessness until the dawn." Have you ever felt like that? This listlessness, this drudgery. What Job is describing here is a man who has lost his sense of purpose, who no longer has a sense of purpose, that it's become shady. He can't see it very clearly. And because of that, life becomes drudgery. I remember hearing a story about an experiment a psychologist did, who he had a lot where he put a bunch of wood, and he had somebody come in, a log splitter, and said, "I'd pay you $500 to split all these logs if you do this, spend this day chopping up logs." And so the man came and he chopped up logs all day long. At the end of the day, the psychologist gave him $500. And he said, "Come back tomorrow and I'll do the same for you." So the man was obviously very tired and sweaty and everything, but thought, "This is an easy $500 compared to how long it takes me to make this money elsewhere." So the next day he came back, and when he showed up at the lot, there was no wood laying there. There was still the block of wood to chop it on, and the axe was laying there, but the head was missing. It was just the handle. And the psychologist said, "I noticed yesterday that you were very sweaty and tired when you left, so today it's going to be much easier. All you need to do is pick up that handle and swing like you would normally be swinging. And at the end of the day, I'll pay you $500 again." The man thought, "Well, this is great. This is going to be a very easy day." An hour and a half, 2 hours later, he quit. He said, "I can't do this." Why? Because there was no purpose to it. There was nothing being accomplished. More than money, more than comfort, we desire purpose. We are made for purpose. And if there's no purpose there, we can't see the purpose, our life becomes drudgery. It becomes listless and restless. St. Paul today, in that second reading, on the other hand, is a man who is filled with life. And St. Paul will go through a lot more struggles in his life than most people. And yet, he says that although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all. So whereas Job looks at his life as slavery, St. Paul says, "I'm free, but I choose slavery. I choose it because I want to make the gospel available to all. I become all things to all to save at least some for the sake of the gospel." St. Paul knows his purpose. And so St. Paul is fully alive. We need to discover our purpose. We need to find our purpose in this life. And if we feel like Job and we've lost sight of that, we must turn and find it again. Life is not meant to be drudgery. It's meant to be lived to the full. And today in the gospel, the Lord gives us some ways of discovering our purpose, or rediscovering it. Because it's not something we discover once and it's always there. We must constantly rediscover it again from the Lord. And so the first thing that the gospel teaches us is that it's about God and others. That is, purpose is always about God and others. The Lord shows up in Capernaum, and he glorifies the Father, and he heals people, and he casts out demons. It's all about the others, and it's all about glorifying the Father. When we are discerning our purpose, if it doesn't have those two things, it's not really our purpose. So, for example, let's say we discern that we're to be the president of the company we're at, that our purpose in life is to become the president of the company. That's still about us. That's not our purpose. Our purpose may be that we are called to use our gifts to glorify God, to cultivate those gifts and leadership gifts, and to serve that business we work with by building up the others around us. And becoming the president may be the natural end to that. But you see how the purpose is different. The purpose wasn't about us becoming something. It was about us glorifying God by our actions and helping other people. So the Lord reveals that's the first filter, in a sense, when we're trying to discern our purpose, making sure that it includes glorifying the Father and helping others, or else it's not purpose, and it won't fulfill that desire that's in all of our hearts, like that logger, that desire for purpose. The second thing we learn is that it must be constantly rediscovered. That is, we don't know it once and then that's it. We're told Jesus rose very early before dawn and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. The Father alone is the one who can tell us our purpose, because he's the one who created us. If you find a tool laying there and you don't know how to use it, you ask the Maker, what is the purpose of this tool? The Father created each of us. He alone knows what our specific purpose on this earth is. He alone can tell us what our purpose is. And so there's no substitute for spending that time in prayer, time asking the Father, reveal to me. Help me to see the circumstances you've put me in and maybe the gifts that you have given to me. Help me to know my purpose. The Lord alone can give us that purpose. And you know, sometimes it may be something as struggling as, you know, we're suffering or we're sick. And what are we to do with that? It's the same thing. Is it going to glorify the Father? Do we say, okay, Lord, I'm going to accept this suffering because it's going to unite me closer to you, to the crucified one? And am I going to use it for others? Am I going to offer it for the salvation of souls? That purpose is to glorify God and others, and have we discerned it from the Father? Is he the one who's revealing this to us? The third is that it becomes very specific. That is, of course, we're called to love God and we're called to love others, but it becomes very specific to us. And so in Jesus, we see this in the gospel today. We're told that Simon and the others pursued him and said, everyone is looking for you. In other words, they want you to come back and to keep healing and to keep out casting out those demons. But Jesus has just prayed and he knows specifically what his purpose is. And he says, let us go, let us leave. Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come. And so when we know our purpose, there's going to be times that we're going to say no to good things, the things that are good and beautiful and loving, because we know our purpose more clearly. So for example, let's say you're a parent and your child is beginning to go through a rough time, maybe at school or at friends, and you realize that you're going to need to spend some more time with them. And at the same time, a friend comes to you and says, we're about ready to start this big project at the hospital. We need somebody on our board to help with it. Or our school's going through a rough time. We need you to help us with this board to do this, to help facilitate this. These are good things. But if you know that specifically your mission is first to your spouse and to your children, you can say in freedom, no, that's not my purpose right now. I know what my purpose is. It's very specific. I need to be with my family in this time. And as it becomes specific, we become more free. Some would say you became a slave to your family. No, you have freedom. Like St. Paul, you can say, I choose to become a slave because I know my purpose. So what is your purpose? We all desire it, and Jesus alone reveals it. Jesus tells us today it's about God and others. It can only be told to us by the Father in prayer. And it will be specific. It will be very specific. For without it, we will be listless, we'll be restless, we'll be without hope like Job. But with it, we'll be filled with strength and hope and perseverance like St. Paul and all the saints down through the ages.